Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Email too. We got some emails. The Tuna Twin guy got back to us about how he banged his wife and his wife's sister. You know, apparently they both know, but it wasn't behind anybody's back.
No. Let me see if I could find.
I think
Tuna Twin Mike.
Our Nick actually coined that phrase.
Quick summary of the situation: we all worked for the same company. I was transferred to another store, which now made these two available due to me not being their boss anymore. My future ex-wife was dating someone at the time, but was nice enough to set me up with her sister.
So you wasn't with the with the ex-wife ever.
Yeah, just knew him from work, apparently. Right. The sister and I dated for about 6 months. Then she got rid of me. About 6 months after that, I hooked up with the future ex. So yes, they both knew.
And he actually married the second one.
Looks wise, they would both be in my top five, which I can rank. I'm like Todd and his cookies.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Which one's better looking, dude?
Yeah, if you're going to go...
You're going to ask him that.
Be all bold like that.
Yeah, tell us which one of the sisters is hotter. See, that gets him in trouble. And did he have any kids to any of those, to the one he married?
Don't know that. Giving you all the information I have.
Friday, Craig, weekend. Got big plans?
Yeah, I'm going to be... No.
No, I'm just trying to act like everything's normal.
Top five hottest chicks I banged. Nobody wants to do that list.
Jesus. Oh, they've done it in their head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course they've done it in their head.
Yeah, but you don't announce it publicly.
No, that's pretty lame.
You cannot touch your face if you have a beer in each hand.
Good point.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you,
Jason. You rub the beer on your face.
You sort of can.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably okay if you disinfect the can, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Just like it's okay if you disinfect your finger.
Yeah.
I'll disinfect my finger before I stick it in the can, for sure.
Nah.
How about it, Nick?
Always a good idea. You disinfect your finger before you stick it in the can.
Yes, exactly. How are the roads, man? And Omaha's pretty brutal right now. It's hit some sleet and ice. Pretty bad.
The roads weren't bad. It took a lot longer to get the ice off my car.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's one of those just...
Yeah, solid ice.
Yeah,
I saw that.
You start to scrape it and it goes nowhere.
Oh, and you don't have the privilege of parking in the garage.
No.
Who gets the garage?
My wife.
Yeah, but she doesn't work.
No, I should have just taken
it. Do you really think that's a reasonable argument?
It should be.
Right now,
it should be.
It doesn't matter.
It should be.
It doesn't matter.
This is coronavirus time.
Never a good argument.
Yeah, it is.
Ever.
No,
a
really
good
isn't.
Argument.
Yeah, it is.
That she should not park in the garage for any reason whatsoever.
Not the coronavirus. You need the car that leaves.
Makes no difference.
Yeah, if she wants to switch it up, she'll let me know.
She'll let me
know. Yeah. If it's okay, he will be informed.
All right.
I should have just taken her. I don't know. I kept using the windshield wiper fluid to try to melt it a little bit.
You had to scrape it. Oh, man. Scrape it in April.
Sometimes you scrape in April.
That's right.
Yeah, I will do that sometimes if I forget to put the truck in the garage and it does something like this.
You take your...
I'll just take Christy's vehicle.
Yeah.
And she's okay with that.
Well, she's fine with that.
She's out working. No, this is different times, man. The men are out working.
Well, no, he's not talking about just right now.
The men are out working.
Oh, I'm talking about on other occasions. I'll ask her if she needs her vehicle.
Yeah.
If she says no, well, I'm going to take it then.
I know, but
this makes perfect sense.
This is a different time.
See, now that makes sense.
The hunter and gatherers are out.
But see, you're still asking. Tyler was suggesting that Nick just make the decision that his wife's car could be taken, and that's not.
Yeah, that's possible.
Oh, no,
now, I mean, like, no, a month or 2 months ago, no, I get it. But now, yeah, she knows she ain't going anywhere.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
You're still
take
thinking he has an opinion that she cares about.
Yeah, well, he's out gathering the food.
Puss makes an excellent point there.
He does. We can't all just put our foot down like Tyler does.
Right.
We're not all the big boss of the house.
I'm actually not.
We know.
But in that situation, you know I'm not the
We've
boss.
We've met your wife.
You know I'm not the boss, but I do take the car. If I had to take a car, and I've done it before. Not recently, but you know, I'll take whatever car. Her car is a four-wheel. I'll take that sometimes.
If it would have been worse, I probably would have. I mean, all right, do I sacrifice this 3 minutes for whatever this is going to lead to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's less painful to scrape the ice than
scraping
to deal with her.
Yeah, scraping actually it takes longer than anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then let's go out four-wheeling this weekend. Damn it, we've been talking about it for a long, long time.
No, the coronavirus. I'm not going out I'm not going out enjoying myself.
And four-wheel.
I'm not going to be selfish. Although four-wheel, you're not with anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless your Jeep breaks down, you know, in the desert, you know, like we like to do.
Right.
And, yeah, that means you're having fun.
The desert of Omaha.
The AAA guy has to come.
Exactly.
You got to stay 6 feet away from him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think we're pretty safe. I think four-wheeler would be a safe activity.
I still think it's, I think you're enjoying yourself and you really shouldn't. The rest of us.
This means no fun.
The rest of us have to enjoy ourselves at the house. Why shouldn't you? You know, everybody's bored. You're not special. I did see... My wife was reading the Omaha Scanner, which is a Twitter page that tells you what's happening, where the cops are heading out at. Because there was an ambulance went by our house and with a fire truck, and we were trying to find out what was going on. And she read on there that there was a bar in town, I'm not going to mention it, that just had people in there drinking and sharing a pitcher.
Oh, beautiful.
And the cops broke it up.
I've heard stories of little speakeasies popping up. All over the country.
I ain't going to those.
It's usually somebody who...
No, this wasn't a speakeasy. There was more than 10 people in this bar.
Oh, seriously?
This wasn't a speakeasy with you and me sit here and have a few drinks.
Well, that's not legal, is it?
No. The cops broke it up.
I would have gone and done a set, just stood in the corner.
Cops broke it up, and they were drinking out of the same pitcher of beer to a bunch of them.
Now, I just ran across a story right here, just as you were saying that, Todd, on Twitter, of some dude in New York. In New York! Who got busted for running a speakeasy.
In New York?
In New York City, in Brooklyn.
The epicenter.
Come on, dude. You're not even trying to take this seriously.
No. We got an email from a young couple that is opening a bar in this town. They were like a month away from opening. And, of course, they couldn't open. But him and his wife go there by themselves, just those two, since it's their property, and sit at the bar and turn the jukebox on. And he told me where it's at. And I said, when you open, well, I'll be over. We'll come out and have a beer.
I think he offered to throw us the keys if we wanted to go have a beer.
Did he say that?
It sounded like.
He said that, but I'm not going to do that. But
That's like romantic and heartbreaking at the same time.
It is. I felt bad for him because you know they haven't opened yet, so they have enough money to to hold off to open.
Well, it's just like Colleen going over to the bar at the Funny Bone.
That's
awesome for her that she's got somewhere else to go.
Oh, that's totally fine.
But also kind of sad.
Yeah, we'd all do that. We owned a bar. I'd go by myself to the bar and have a drink just for a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but if you're running people in and out and you're drinking beer like a we're special,
that defeats the entire purpose of all this.
I'm glad the cops busted that place. I even know where it's at. Never been in, but I know where it's at. I'm thinking, what the hell?
I mean,
and that's just one bar. There's 1,000 bars in this city, man. We got so many bars.
What are the consequences?
I don't know. They broke it up. I hope there's a big fine.
You're gonna get a fine.
I hope there's a big fine.
What's to stop them from doing it again?
I don't know.
I mean,
I think not much.
Brazen enough to do it the first time.
Right.
Why not try it again? We're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, you are.
Well, they don't think that.
I know they don't.
They don't know that.
I know that.
Yeah. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle.
Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
IRS warning the public about potential COVID-19 related scams via calls and emails.
So, is it coincidence the bar busted for being a dumbass is a Steeler bar? Yes, it would be a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, don't say what it is, but it is a Steeler bar, yeah. I've never been.
That makes perfect sense.
Get the email. Here we go.
It's all coming together for us.
Can you email on that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's not the only bar in this town that's done that, because there's so many bars. I mean, you don't live in Omaha, you don't realize how many bars are in this city. I mean,
but I'm saying,
per capita, maybe most in the country.
Not every Steeler bar is owned by a dumbass.
No.
Are you sure?
Well, if they're a Steeler fan.
I'm pretty sure that every team has a bar
in this
that
town
is owned by a dumbass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, easily.
Mm-hmm. I think it's equally represented. Got it. How probably many, more dumbasses owning Packer bars.
You add a Husker bar in there, there's a lot of dumbasses out there.
Than anything else.
Every bar is owned by a Husker bar.
Oh, I am aware of one of those.
Yeah. Husker bar owned by a dumbass?
More Packer bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sad about that, but nevertheless.
Run by a dumbass?
Yeah.
But I think throughout the country, there's probably more Steeler bars than anything else.
Maybe. I would think so. I'm not going to argue that because the time they got really good in the 70s, there's a lot of people that are in their 50s and 60s now that grew up watching the Steelers. They traveled everywhere. They were a national team.
They drank.
They drank. And you're right. Every major sunny city I've ever been to, there's a ton of Steeler bars. Phoenix is one. I've been to one in South Carolina. I've been to one in Florida.
Packers are pretty well represented.
They are, but they're still they're a pretty big national team. But I don't think they're as national as the Steelers.
Like if I went down to Phoenix, I would have to look probably to find a Viking bar.
Yeah,
around here there's a few. You know, regionally.
Oh yeah, regionally there be a bunch of them. Yeah.
But nationally, I'd put the Packers and the Steelers right up there.
Yeah, probably a lot of Cowboys.
Cowboys, a lot of Cowboy fans.
Doesn't seem to be that many bars.
Not many Cowboy bars I've noticed. Not the places I've been.
No, that fan base seems to be dwindling.
Yeah.
Really?
Because
I think they all seem just blissfully unaware of how bad their team has been.
Yeah, well, we know those fans.
But I can't offhand.
Every year's their year.
Even in this town, offhand, I can't think of a official Cowboy bar.
No, you don't know. I mean, there's so many bars.
Yeah, not that I seek them out.
No.
I think if you're a fan, you probably know where they're at.
I know at least four Steeler bars in this town.
Oh, that's too many.
Yeah, maybe. That's ones I know of.
You don't get the newsletter?
No.
here's all the spots?
I watch the Steelers on my couch, and hopefully we'll watch them this fall. Who knows?
I'm going to go to one of them bars and drink out of a pitcher with my buddy. Probably this weekend, when it's all over.
Cops broke it up, though. That means somebody from inside the bar had the narc, or somebody saw it. I know that bar we're talking about is kind of in a strip mall area, so there's probably some of the bars that some people saw it.
Well, it doesn't take too much.
Cars in the parking lot?
Right. Yeah. Cars in the parking lot. Right. If there's too many, it's not you're not hiding it very well.
And once again, we'd all love to be at a bar, drinking a beer and talking with our friends. But we can't. This isn't about you.
That puts those cops at risk, too.
Thank you. It's about somebody else. I thought about the cops being at risk today because I was sitting in a red light.
What's everybody you come in contact with?
I mailed a bill today on the way to work, so there's a way I go. I have to hit this red light.
Bill today?
And I have to take a left.
Boy.
I have to take this left at a red light, and it doesn't ever turn. And there's nobody really on the road, so I just took the left through the red light. I'm thinking, I've done it before, even in nicer days, but... And I'm thinking, if a cop pulls me over now, why is he going to come up to me? There's pandemic. I took a left at a red light. There were nobody was at.
Why'd you take left? Pandemic. Yeah.
Well, mainly because I knew I had to get here to wipe everything down before I sat down. that just puts the cops in danger, right? Exactly. You're not any special. We all want to be at a bar. We all want to be at a bar. Everybody in this damn room drinks.
I want to be anywhere.
Thank you. We all want to be everywhere.
Yeah, dude, I swear to God, if they turn on Wizards of Waverly Place in my house tonight, I'm going to lose it.
Especially on a Friday night.
You're going to lose it.
It is your Friday also. You can sleep in tomorrow. You can really get hammered tonight. Don't you plan on that?
Yes.
Me too.
No. I'll just bundle up and go in the garage. I watched the Super Bowl last night. I'm not going to watch that again this weekend.
The future hottie or hotties that were the stars of Wizards of
Waverly
Place.
Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
But that only gets you so far because the writing's so bad and the laugh track's so bad.
It's so bad. Just like, right.
If I wanted to look at her, I would just look at her.
I watched Wizards back
in the day,
too.
You could just go to images on the internet and look at her.
I watched Wizards years ago, too. I liked that because of her. But you're right. The writing is so bad. You can't get through it too much.
So, Craig, I keep hearing the Zoom You know, everybody's on the Zoom.
Yep.
Having the Zoom conferences. And I hear the Zoom app is just bad.
That's what we hear.
I hear it's very easy to use.
My kids are unschooled every day, and they haven't had any problem with it. I mean, they're the
teachers.
The teacher's right there, and you know, I asked my daughter. My son doesn't talk.
Yeah, apparently it's easy to spy on you, but you know, if somebody's going to spy on me doing yoga, well, how are you going to apply that to anything?
Right.
Well, it probably has to do with whether you're having, you know, privacy settings, whether it's a public or private thing. Because the only thing I've heard is that people are having like online AA meetings.
And people are
drunks somehow
are checking in.
Well, people are somehow crashing the online AA meeting and
drink
like
up.
Making them less than anonymous.
Well, they're just going in there and yelling at them and belittling them. And,
even
you know,
though if you run across a drunk,
horrible person.
Oh, okay. I thought if you
various media outlets report more and more virtual trespassers invading gatherings on this thing every day. There's even message forums on sites like 4chan and Discord that list Zoom meeting IDs so they can be trolled.
Oh, meetings, yeah.
Organizations like the New York Intergroup Association have now published guidelines on how to set up security settings to deter possible intruders. However, some AA meetings in New York say strangers are Zoom bombing them, shouting about how alcohol is so good and holding up bottles of whiskey on camera.
That's amusing.
I know. At least not messing with the kids.
I thought they were concerned about, you know, not being anonymous anymore. But if you meet a guy who goes to AA meetings, he will usually tell you that within the first 5 minutes of you meeting him.
But we're not in the meetings, though, with them.
No.
FBI in Boston said bad actors invaded some virtual classrooms to make crude jokes. There's even message forums. Like I had mentioned earlier, show you how to do this. In Orlando, a man gained access to an online learning session of an Orange County 8th grade public school class. Keep in mind, these are 8th graders.
Yep.
He exposed himself.
Oh, there's a wiener.
Exactly.
How was school today, hon? Ah, saw a dude's wiener.
No arrests have been made. One woman said that her 14...
It was so gross.
One woman said that her 14-year-old son told her that they were in a class. All of a sudden, a man came on the screen who was naked and had exposed himself to all the kids. He didn't want to talk about it because he just didn't want to relive the memories or the images, the mom said.
Yeah, he's probably seen dad's wiener. That's why.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about the wiener, mom.
Yeah,
did that stick? I think maybe
it sounded pretty clear.
We talked to your mom about a wiener.
Not in person.
No, we zoom in.
She's tired of talking about it too.
Yeah, I understand.
Your dad's not.
So you zoom, you morons.
School has to.
No, they don't.
There's plenty of other services.
Zoom at this particular school, Zoom is not a district-supported application.
Okay.
The district has strongly encouraged teachers to use district-supported applications.
Got it.
Okay. But, you know,
it's easily hacked.
For people just
can I troll your yoga class?
There are others that are just as good.
Yeah.
There are other ways of doing it.
They send you a link.
I have no idea what my kids are. I know. I haven't seen a wiener.
If you were a computer, if you were a hacker, if you were a whiz, you could probably crack it. But you know, what do you want to do? Watch a bunch of people doing yoga?
No, I don't. No, I'd rather go fishing.
I'd rather watch that than Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah. Actually, I don't watch you do yoga. There's hot chicks in your yoga class.
Speaking of Todd farted.
Yeah.
Normally, they could tell when you were in the room.
Yeah, but see, I just have the.
You can't see that.
I don't even have the camera on.
Oh, you just hear her?
Yeah.
Okay. Bend this way, stretch this way.
I'm just watching what's going on in the studio.
Bend and stretch in the morning.
I mean, I could turn the camera on and say hi to people.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do that.
I saw that Ari Shaffir is putting yoga videos up.
Is he really?
Ari Shaffir yoga.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure they're useful.
It looks like he's like actually, he was in a pose when I saw a still from the video.
Yeah, I think he does yoga.
Really?
He's a skinny guy, unlike his buddies Burton and Segura.
But no, we haven't had any hackers jump in.
The hackers jumping on AA meetings is pretty rough, because I know that you've watched it, and so did I recently, obviously. That's one of the ways they were trying to sell meth on Breaking Bad. One of the dudes was actually in a a recovery group, and he got two dudes to show up and fake like they were recovering and talk about how great this meth is they had.
Yeah.
So then the guys sitting around would all start slivering. Oh, my God, what's a meth? And they would sell it to him after the meeting. So that'd be like going in and saying to the A guys, hey, here's some whiskey. I know where it's at. You know, so.
That's not great.
I know, but it was a great couple great scenes.
Wow. That's brilliant.
It was brilliant. Because they would talk about, I'm just introduce yourself. I'm new, and you don't need to. And the guy goes, I was into the crystal. Really good stuff out there now, man. And you see all the people recovering, licking their lips. They would sell it to them after the fact.
That's hilarious.
I know. But these guys are having so much trouble staying sober.
Yeah, that's it's too bad.
We have some sober friends, you know, mainly comedians.
When you say we, Who?
I don't know anybody in the program unless it's a comedian.
My dad's been joining.
Oh, your dad. I know your dad.
I think he's been going to like NA meetings in Texas that he said were like better than the A ones because I think there's not as many choices. But now that this is happening, he's able to like join the meetings that he used to go to in LA.
Oh, okay. See old dudes he knows. Yeah. Old friends, I should say.
Oh, on the video.
All right.
Yeah, I think his meetings are mainly dudes.
Because of the Zoom. I think the attractiveness of Zoom is it's pretty easy to use. I mean, I can figure it out.
Then that's too easy.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm a moron.
People at Skype are using Zoom now.
Nobody's jumping in there, Todd. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's jumping in there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.